was riding down the highway, so lost and all alone, feeling mighty lonesome, so far away from home. Stopped in an old farmhouse to see where I was near. Farmer grinned and shook my head and said, "You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here." Farmer grinned and said, "Boy, you just can't get there from here." I stopped by all my old sweethearts to see if I could get a bite. When the door was open, I realized my worst fear. A stranger in her bathrobe said, "You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here." A stranger in her bathrobe said, "You can't get there from here." See old Bill Monroe to ask him what to do. And he said, "Don't go looking far away for something very near. That ain't no part of nothing, boy. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. That ain't no part of nothing, boy. You can't get there from here. Oh, you can't get there from here. You can't get there from here. Ain't no part of nothing, boy. You can't get there from here." Supper with Bill Monroe of an evening in up north of Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, supper and evening means any time after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was an October evening about a year before he passed away, and we sat in his living room. I looked out of the window of his little cabin, and I noticed that the garden that he'd always plowed out there with a mule was all overgrown, and I asked if he still plowed with a mule, and someone there said, "Yes, Mr. Monroe still plows with a mule, but he don't ever harvest anymore." And I thought that was too good of a song to pass up right there. So I want to play this for you. "Let the harvest go to seed."